The Third Friday in Lent, Repentance Before Communion by St. Paschian. Brethren, I call on you who have committed crimes, refuse penance. You, I say, timid after being shameless, modest after sinning, who blush not to sin, yet blush to confess, who with evil conscience touch the holy things of God and fear not the altar of the Lord, who come to the handle of the priest, who come in the sight of angels with the confidence of innocence, who insult the divine patience, who bring to God, as if because silent he knew not, a polluted soul and a profane body. Hear first what the Lord hath done, and then what he hath said. When the people of the Hebrews were bringing back the ark of the Lord to Jerusalem, Uzzah, from the house of Amminadab, the Israelites, who had touched the side of the ark without having examined his conscience, was slain. And yet he had drawn near, not to take anything from it, but to hold it when leaning through the stumbling of the kine. So great a care were there a reverence towards God, he endured not behold hands even in help. The same also the Lord crieth, saying, As for the flesh, and all that be clean shall eat thereof. But the soul that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, having uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from his people. Are these things old, and happen they not now? What then? Hath God ceased to care for what concerns us? Hath he withdrawn out of the view of the world, and doth he look down upon no one from heaven? Is he long-suffering ignorance? God forbid, thou wilt say. He seeth then what we do, but he waiteth indeed and endureth, and granteth a season for repentance, and alloweth his Christ to be put off the end, lest they quickly perish who he hath redeemed. Understand well, thou sinner, thou art beheld by God. Thou canst appease him if thou wilt, but grant that it is a thing of old that the unclean were not permitted to approach the table of God. Open the writings of the apostles, and learn what is of later date. In the first epistle to the Corinthians, St. Paul hath inserted these words, Whosoever, he saith, shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So likewise below, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Do ye tremble or not? Shall be guilty, he saith, of the body and blood of the Lord. One guilty as to human life could not be absolved. Doth he escape who violates the body of the Lord? He that eateth and drinketh unworthily, he saith, eateth and drinketh a damnation to himself. Awake, O sinner! Fear judgment within thee, if thou hast done any such thing. For this cause, saith he, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. If then any one fears not the future, let him now less dread present sickness and present death. But when we are judged, he saith, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Rejoice, O sinner! If in this life thou art neither cut off by death or wasted by sickness, that thou not be punished in the life to come. See how great wickedness he committeth who cometh when unworthy to the altar, to whom it is reckoned a remedy, if either labors under sickness or it is destroyed by death. I beseech you, brethren, by that Lord from whom no secrets are hid, cease from hiding the wounds of your conscience. The wise, when sick, fear not the physician, and shall the sinner fear? Shall the sinner blush to purchase everlasting life by present shame, and withdraw his ill-concealed wounds from the Lord when he stretches forth his hands? And he hath anything wherewith to blush before the priest who hath injured the Lord. By not giving way to shame, thou wouldst gain more through its loss. But if ye are ashamed that the eyes of your brethren should see, fear not those who are partners in your misfortune. No body is glad at the sufferings of its own members. It grieves with them, and labors with them for a remedy. In one and two is the church, and in the church is Christ. And he therefore who hides not his sins from the brethren, assisted by the tears of the church, is absolved by Christ. And now I would address those well, and wisely confessing their sins, under the name of penance. neither know what repentance is, nor what the cure for their wounds, and are like those who lay bare indeed their wounds and swellings, and acknowledge them also to the physician who sitteth by, but when warned what is to be applied, neglect it, and refuse what they have to take. This is just as if one would say, Lo, I am sick, lo, I am wounded, but I wish not to be cured. Such it is, but see a thing more, still more foolish. Another disease is added to the original cause, and a new wound inflicted. All that is just contrary is applied, all that is hurtful is drunken. What then shall the priest do who is compelled to cure? It is late in such cases. If, however, there is any one of you who can bear to be cut and cauterized, it can still be done. Behold the knife of the prophet. Turn unto the Lord your God, he saith, with all of your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart. Fear not this cutting, most beloved. David bore it. He lay in filthy ashes, and was disfigured by a rough sackcloth. He who had once been accustomed to gems and purples, hid his soul in fasting. He whom seas, whom woods, whom streams served, and the land bringing forth the promised wealth, wasted in flood of tears those eyes with which he had beheld the glory of God, the ancestor of Mary, the ruler also of the Jewish kingdom, confessed himself unhappy and miserable. The king of Babylon performs penitence, forsaken of all, and is worn away by 7 years of squalidness. Yet this punishment commends him to God, and restores him to the kingdom once his own. Whom men shuddered at, God received, blessed through his very calamity of a severe discipline. Behold the cutting which I promise, who shall be able to endure it, shall be healed. I will yet apply fire from the cautery of the apostle. Let us see whether we can bear it. I have judged, he saith, when ye are gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. What say ye, penitents? Where is the destruction of your flesh? Is it that in the very time of penance ye walk abroad in greater pomp, full of the feast, with well-studded attire? Men and women are not ashamed to be dwelling in marble, weighed down with gold, sweeping along in silk, glowing with scarlet. I can bear it no longer, brethren. Daniel, his fellow, covered with sackcloth and ashes, pale through fasting, speaketh thus, We have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. We have transgressed the precepts in thy judgments. Of Azariah also thy divine scripture saith, Azariah stood up and prayed, and opening his mouth made confession to God with his fellows. David himself saith, Every night I wash my bed and my couch with my tears. But we? What of such sort do we? What like to this? I speak not of those things which we gather together in heaps, by trafficking, merchandising, ravening, by hunting out gains abroad, and lusts at home, but doing nothing simply, giving nothing to the poor, forgiving nothing to brethren. But not even the daily duties do we observe. To weep, namely, in the sight of the church, to mourn our lost life in humble garb, to fast, to pray, to fall prostrate, to refuse luxury, to say of one invited to a feast, These things for the happy. I have sinned against the Lord, and I am in danger of perishing eternally. What have I to do with feasting who have injured the Lord? And besides this, to hold the poor man by the hand, to entreat the prayers of the widows, to fall down before the priests, to ask the entreaties of the interceding church, to assay all sooner than perish. I know that some of your brethren and sisters wrap themselves in haircloth, lie in ashes, and study late fastings. Not yet, perhaps, have they so sinned. Why speak of brethren? The wild goats, we are told, know will cure themselves. I have heard that when pierced with the poisoned arrow, they traverse the Cretanian forests, until plucking the stalk of the dittany, they with the poisonous liquid of the healing juice expel from their bodies the injected darts. We repel the fiery darts of the devil with no juice of penance, with no plant of confession. The swallow knoweth how, by her own swallow wort, to give slight to our blind young. We cure the lost light of the mind by no root of severe discipline. Lo, man neither like the goat nor like the swallow is jealous of his own blindness and malady. Now, brethren, consider what we promise at the close. What reward, or contrariwise, what end will follow these works? the Spirit of the Lord threatening delicate sinners who do not repent, saying, they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them the works of delusions, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believeth not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Also the Apocalypse speaketh thus, how much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. And the Apostle Paul saith, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, but after thy hardness treasured up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Fear then, most dearly beloved, these righteous judgments. Leave off error, condemn delicate living. The last time is now hastening on. Darkness and hell are opening their enlarged bosoms for the wicked. Consider in the gospel the rich man, as yet he's suffering under the tortures of the soul only. What then shall be those exceeding tortures of the restored bodies? What gnashing of the teeth therein? What weeping? Remember, brethren, there is no confession in the grave, nor can penance there be assigned where the season for penitence is exhausted. Hasten while ye are alive, whilst ye are on the way with your adversary. Lo, we fear the fires of this world, and we shrink back from the iron claws of torture. Compare them with the hands of everlasting tortures and forked flames which never die. By the faith of the church, by mine own anxiety, by the souls of all in common, I adjure and entreat you, brethren, not to be ashamed in this work, not to be slack to seize, as soon as ye may, the proffered remedies of salvation, to bring your souls down by morning, to clothe the body with sackcloth, to sprinkle it with ashes, to maceate yourselves by fasting, to wean yourselves with sorrow, to gain aid of the prayers of many. In proportion as ye have not been sparing in your own chastisement, will God spare you. For he is merciful and long-suffering, of great pity, and repenteth him against the evil he hath inflicted. Behold, I promise, I engage, if ye return to your Father with true satisfaction, erring no more, adding nothing to former sins, saying also some humble and mournful words as, Father, we have sinned before thee, and are no more worthy to be called thy sons. Straightway shall leave you both that filthy herd and the unseemly food of husks. Straightway on your return shall be the robe be put upon you, and the ring adorn you, and your father's embrace again receive you. Lo, he saith himself, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that he turn from his way and live. And again he saith, shall they fall and not arise? Shall they turn away and not return? And the apostle saith, God is able to make him stand. The Apocalypse also threateneth the seven churches unless they should repent, nor would he indeed threaten the impenitent unless he also pardon the penitent. God himself also saith, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent. And again, when thou shalt return and mourn, then shalt thou be saved, and know where thou hast been. And let no one despair of the vileness of sinful soul, as to believe that God hath no longer need of him. The Lord willeth not that one of us should perish. Even those of little worth and the least are sought after. If ye believe not, see. Lo, in the gospel the piece of silver is sought after, and when found is shown unto the neighbors. The poor sheep, although to be carried back on his lowly stooping shoulders, is not burdensome to the shepherd. Over one sinner that repenteth the angels in heaven rejoice, and the celestial choir is glad. Come then, thou sinner, cease not to ask. Thou seest where there is joy over thy return. Amen.